Investment Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, what kind of business is this? What are you selling there?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for Morgan Company.
You're selling what?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for different companies.
I was wondering, because I got a charge on my credit card, and it's that number they got on my credit card company. Give me your number. And that charged me $59.89 for something.
Yes, sir. I can try to put up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Do what?
Your zip code and first and last name.
Oh, it's Ronnie Thompson. And it's, my zip code is 760270.
And you said that 76027?
270.
Stop talking like
that, as I help me up. Sure. You got nothing to worry about.
You know, what was that?
Yes, sir. What was your first name?
Do what?
What was your first name?
Ronnie.
And could you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
Could you say it again, please?
Could you verify your mailing address?
Oh, it's 121 Stags Lane, Sunset, Texas.
Yes,
76.
Sir.
Yeah, you got it?
Yes, sir. One moment. Yes, sir. It looks like there was a contest entered for a Walmart gift card. In order to be eligible, you would have had to be enrolled in ByteHub. It's a meal plan. You would have had to
for
be
a Walmart.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I got a Walmart gift card.
It was a contest that was entered for one, a raffle. In order
a
to
what?
In that, it was a sweepstakes that was entered for the Walmart gift card. Do you remember if you did like a survey and tried to claim a gift card at the end of the survey?
Oh, and then it charged me $59 for doing that survey?
So whenever you try to claim that gift at the end, it's a sweepstakes. You would have to be enrolled in ByteHub first. But it's a contest entry.
No, but I need to scratch that off there. I didn't mean to do that.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was a dispute following that charge, and as of the 10th of May, it went into a charge. No, the 13th of May, it went into a charge back.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you, then.
Yes, sir. Thanks for
I didn't know what deal on that was. That damn phone freezes up, and you can't punch them buttons. I probably pushed the wrong button.
Yes, sir. Well, this account was canceled. That stops any future billings.
Yeah. Yeah, I got another one somewhere for $84.95. I don't know what it is, neither.
Yes, sir. Our only charge was the $59.89. Usually, though, if you call your bank, you can ask them for a merchant phone number for charges. You'll be able to
okay.
The number to call.
All right. So do I have that back on my card here pretty soon?
So it went into a charge back. It basically means that you filed a dispute and your bank verified the charge and they took away the temporary refund that they issued. So it's a charge back.
Okay. Well, they're going to send the money, put the money back on my card, what you saying?
No. Your bank removed the temporary refund that they gave you during the dispute process and issued it back to the merchant.
They didn't give me no refund. They still got it took off my card.
Yes, sir. It's from the chargeback. Your bank verified that that's a valid charge.
Well, maybe one of these days they give it back to me. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your support. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.